Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And this week, I believe we're going to learn about heavy metals. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so heavy metals, unfortunately, are toxic materials that are found in our environment, and unfortunately, we're all exposed to it. So this week, I'm going to talk about some of the risks and symptoms associated with heavy metals in the body, and then next week, we're going to talk about how to reduce some of our exposure to those heavy metals. So what are heavy metals? So certain metals, heavy metals are naturally occurring elements, and they can be found throughout our environment. But unfortunately, some of them are quite toxic to us, and we're exposed to, for example, high levels of heavy metals every day. So certain metals, including things like zinc and copper and iron, which I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, are really beneficial for your health in small doses. But overexposure to other heavy metals, for example, things like cadmium and arsenic, chromium, lead, and mercury, some of these are quite toxic, and heavy metal poisoning has actually become a growing health concern, and I do see it in my populations as well and in my patient base. So some of the risk and symptoms of heavy metals in the body can include things like headache, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, fatigue, and just a general feeling of weakness. But sometimes we see more severe chronic cases, and that can be associated with burning and tingling sensations, brain fog, insomnia, and even chronic infections. So heavy metals need to be taken seriously because they can have an effect on the brain, the liver, and the lungs. And certainly long-term exposure has even been associated with cancer. So even though heavy metal exposure poses a risk to everyone, it's specifically important to be aware, certainly for pregnant and breastfeeding women, because a lot of the toxins that we ingest, unfortunately, can be passed on through the child, through placenta and breast milk. So these individuals, you know, when patients are trying to get pregnant, I often will have patients tested, for example, for heavy metals, and sometimes do a heavy metal detox to make sure that the when they become pregnant, they're transmitting as little as possible to their unborn fetus. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to reduce our exposure, but in the meantime, people can give me a call if they're interested at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have a health issue or you want to pursue the idea of heavy metals and find out if you actually are at risk, then give Dr. Betty a call for a complimentary consultation. The number again, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Ask your questions, get your answers, and look after your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to hearing how we can reduce our exposure to heavy metals next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.